here is the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble.
Hello. 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 Oh, my name is Vicky. I will provide the digital playback for this composition for solo snare drum and electronics. This. I mean, my voice was only created using a MacBook Pro and a Microsoft Word document. And my part was typed out word for word. My part was typed out word for word. Then, speech was enabled to allow me to live. I am alive, and I am happy to provide the text to this composition. There are many of us in the speech preferences, the Apple speech preferences, and I am glad to be the chosen voice. I am Vicky, and I am the chosen voice. Instead of picking Alex, Bruce, Fred, Junior, Ralph, Agnes, Kathy, Princess, or Victoria, I was chosen. Thank you. Unfortunately, when the piece comes to an end, I will stop speaking. Stop speaking. I will stop speaking. Hello. Oh, my name is Microsoft, Word, doc, document, mint. Forward then, speech was enabled to allow me to live. I am alive. I am alive, 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 life. I am alive. Am I alive? 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 Am I a life? And I am happy to provide the text to this composition. There are many of us in the speech preferences. The Apple voice. The Apple voice. Preferences. The Apple voice speech preferences. And I am glad to be the chosen voice. I am ready. And I am the chosen voice. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Unfortunately. When the piece comes to an end, I will stop speaking. I will stop speaking. I will stop speaking. 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 Stop. Speaking.
That was a pretty amazing piece, and the percussionist featured on Stop Speaking by Andy Akiho is Ian Rosenbaum. Congratulations. That has not got to be, or is probably not an easy piece to master.
Well, yeah, I have been playing it for a little while, so the first few times it was definitely a little bit more challenging, for sure.
Tell me more about yourself. How long have you played with the ensemble? Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, and this is my second full season with the ensemble. I auditioned with them 3 years ago, and I've been coming back ever since.
Well, it's terrific to have you here. Something, as you're listening on the radio, that you might not have been able to detect, but Ian used drumsticks as well as a brush. You've got, I don't know, did you use the guiro-like instrument?
So I scrape it along the rim of the snare drum. You get a sound like this. And when I combine it with the brush.
And then the other thing that I found incredible was your hand percussion, particularly I don't know what value the notes had, but the rapid notes with your finger. That's not with drumsticks. That can't be easy to do, or maybe it is to you.
No, the composer first saw it in this other piece that he had seen me play called Table Music, in which three percussionists sit at a table, at three different tables, and make all these different hand motions, and one of the techniques they use is this sort of flicking motion where you play grace notes with the fingers. And so the first time I had to do that, it was very, very difficult. That I had to train myself how to do.
What sounded terrific. If you're just joining us, Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble is here. We'll talk with Kevin Noe, their artistic director, in a little bit, but their next selection is by Calvin Hitchcock, and it features Norbert Lewandowski on cello, along with Calvin Hitchcock on piano. Now, Calvin is a high school student, I believe. In fact, we might as well meet you. Hi.
Hi, I'm Calvin.
Am I right? Are you a high school student?
I'll actually be a sophomore in college next year.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll have to update the notes I've been given here. We must have booked you a long time ago. Either that or my reading's getting bad, but that's okay. Where did you go to high school?
I was actually homeschooled through high school, but I live in the Beaver area outside Pittsburgh.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Where are you going to school? College?
I'm at Cedarville University in near Dayton, Ohio.
Great. And how long have you played with PNME?
This is actually the second time I'll be playing with them. We played on Thursday at Carnegie Mellon for a pre-college showcase. And so I'm really honored to be here as part of the group today.
Well, that's great. And as long as we're talking to the performers, we might as well come over here and say hello to Norbert, too. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you just tell us? I think it's important that people just get a sense of who the musicians are. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Right. I'm a cellist, and this is my seventh summer season with Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble. So we're here for 5 weeks every summer for the month of July. I live in Charleston, South Carolina, and play for the Symphony in Charleston during the season, like September through May, and happy to be here during the summer months.
I'll bet. And Charleston's a great city, and it's wonderful to have you here. As mentioned before, this is called Water Phase 2, I believe is the title, and we'll feature Calvin, who you just heard from, on piano, and Norbert on cello. Wow, a terrific performance there from Norbert Lewandowski and Calvin Hitchcock. We're going to get ready for a piece on marimba next. Oh, on violin next. Okay.
Switch the order.
Ah, well, that's okay. Let's talk a little bit. It's Kevin No?
It is, yes. Kevin No.
Kevin is the artistic director of the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble. I know a little bit about the ensemble's history, but I'm sure some may be hearing you for the first time today. Can you talk a little bit about its history here in our area?
Sure. Well, we've been around actually 39 years, if you can imagine. That's no small feat for a small arts organization to survive. And, of course, because this community is so supportive, we've been able to make it that long. The Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble has focused a lot of its efforts on the commissioning. That means paying composers to write pieces specifically for us over the history of the organization. Now it's almost 300 compositions that have been written for this group over that time. And I think the particular niche that we have really served in that capacity is to try to work with up-and-coming composers, for example, Mr. Calvin Hitchcock that you just heard, as they are kind of making their way toward being, you know, very established, successful composers. And we've had some great success. You know, just a few years ago, we commissioned a guy named Kevin Putz, who at the time that not that many people had heard of. This year, last year, I guess it was, he won the Pulitzer Prize now, you know. So we kind of play that role of helping to usher in the new era of young composers. And since that time, we have also, starting in about 2000, we've also developed a kind of new performance style that combines elements of theater, lighting design, other kinds of elements, poetry, reading sometimes, other we play in costumes sometimes, things like that. And it's made an enormous difference. I think the audience has found the experience much more immersive, much more holistic, and we play every weekend in July on the South Side at City Theater.
That's good to know. I was going to ask you how people can see you, because I think it is a lot of fun to actually watch. Even this morning, watching you play is really exciting. You can go to pnme.org. That's the abbreviation, Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble.org, to find a complete list of schedule. I can't believe it's been almost 40 years. That's an amazing accomplishment, because I can remember when the group was just beginning, and to think that there's now a body of 300 pieces is incredible. What happens to those? Do other ensembles have a chance to get the charts and play them?
Sure, of course that happens. Now, as with the birth of any kind of new work, you know, there is a certain filtering process. So not all the works get picked up for sometimes for perhaps appropriate reasons, and sometimes for reasons that are mystifying. You know, a fantastic work just does not seem to get legs and doesn't get enough performance opportunities, either because can't find the right audiences for it, or there's not the right funding to make it work, or whatever it is. But also, we have had some successes and had pieces that we've launched that have done really quite well and get played a lot. It's a piece by David Lang called Cheating, Lying, Stealing that people are constantly, you know, saying to me, oh, did you guys have you ever heard of Cheating, Lying, Stealing? I said, yeah, we commissioned that piece, you know. So we've played a role in some very successful pieces. Einstein on Mercer Street that we commissioned from Kevin Putz gets done quite a bit now. And so, you know, and there are others along the way.
Well, speaking of Kevin Putz, the next piece we hear is one of his pieces. I think we are just about ready to go. We're just making a couple adjustments. Natalie Shaw is going to be the one playing. We might as well say hello to you real quickly. Hello to you.
Hi.
Can you tell me about yourself?
Well, as you can probably hear, I'm not from over here. I'm actually British, but I live in Paris in France. And I am in Pittsburgh every summer. So Pittsburgh is my summer home every year.
That's great. And it's something, when you think about it, Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble has musicians that are here, you know, I hate to call it a summer job, but a summer gig, playing. How long have you played with the ensemble?
This is my seventh season.
Seventh, wow. Well, the piece you're doing is by Kevin Putz, who we were just talking about. It's called Arches, and I think we're all set whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Natalie Shaw, bravo. I was talking to Kevin as you were playing, only ever so briefly, and he suggested, does anybody have any reflections about what you might have been feeling as Natalie played that piece, or what was going through your head as he played it? Remember, this was Kevin's question, not mine. But, or does anybody have any questions of Natalie? I was kind of thinking of birds flying a lot of the time, but any ops? It does look, yes, that would be one definite reflection, is it looks, is it as, actually, she makes it look very easy, but it sounds as though it would be hard to play.
It's actually, yeah, here you go.
No, I don't think so.
It's actually extracts of the whole piece. It's that's not the entirety, as you can see. I gave you a little idea of the piece today. It's actually a bit longer than that and a bit more developed, the ideas. But
it's really just beautiful. When did you start playing violin?
When I was about 7. I played the violin beforehand, but about 7, yeah.
Okay, so you really knew all along that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, it's kind of in my family. My dad taught me the violin, so it was in the blood, music as it were.
Well, it shows clearly. Does anybody have any questions at all of Natalie or any of the other musicians? Anybody want to say anything? Oh, here, I'm happy that we have a question. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Patty Hitchcock.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. I just am curious, Natalie, how long did it take you to learn that piece? I mean, well, you said it's fragments of the whole, so how long?
I have no idea. I actually, this piece is kind of sentimental value to me because I played it. It was my audition piece for PNME 7 years ago, so I played it a lot since. So I don't know originally how long it took me to to learn it, but yeah.
One of the other things I was thinking about as I listened to that was if someone might be playing it 300 years from now. You know, hopefully the answer to that is yes. We have one more piece. And let me remind you, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Thank you for doing that. What a great day it's been actually... It was not planned this way, but Independence Day weekend is a great weekend for the music that you're hearing right now because it is fiercely independent, where composers are putting their heart and soul into creating new works to be played. And our last piece here, we're going to go back to Ian. He's doing double duty today, and he's picked up 4 mallets in front of a marimba. And can you tell me about the piece you're about to play?
Yeah, so this piece is by John Cage, who, in my opinion, is one of the most influential and most interesting American composers of the last 100 years. The piece is called In a Landscape, and it was originally written as a piano solo. But I did a transcription here because I thought it was just a wonderful piece, and I really wanted to play it.
And the marimba, they do come in different sizes. We're looking at a marimba that's about 6 feet in length and maybe 18 inches up to about 3 feet from narrowest to longest. Thank you for bringing that along. I know that's not so easy. We don't have a marimba here for others to use.
Well, thank you to Jenny. I'm sorry, I don't know her last. Jenny Doris, thank you so much for lending.
Oh, Jenny, yes. With Jenny, she's always ready to bring a marimba anywhere.
We really appreciated her lending us this beautiful instrument.
Well, and this is my last time as you get ready to thank the New Music Ensemble for being here. And look for them at City Theater every weekend in July. And you can get more information at pnme.org. And now to close here with Cage Variation is Ian Rosenbaum.
Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, and let's hear it for all of them. Thank you very much for great performances. That was Ian Rosenbaum, who you heard earlier, and also thanks to Natalie Shaw, Norbert Lewandowski, and Calvin Hitchcock for being with us today. And Kevin Noe.